The Melfort Mustangs are heating up. The Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League team is on a 4-game winning streak. The squad has gone 7-3-0-0 in its last 10 contests. Last week Melfort beat the visiting Weyburn Red Wings, 4-1, last Wednesday before getting by Humboldt, 3-2, in overtime on Saturday. The Mustangs are now 1-1-8-4-0 on the season. David Rioux scored the winning goal on Saturday night. After a scoreless first period, the visiting Mustangs took a 2-0 second period lead with goals by Ty Evans and Leith Olofsson. The Broncos scored once in the second session and tied things up at 2-2 in the third. James Venn backstopped the Mustangs to victory with 27 saves. Last Wednesday the Mustangs took a 2-0 first period lead against Weyburn. Neither team had a second period goal before Melfort outscored the visitors 2-1 in the third. Mustangs goalie Joel Favreau stopped all but one of the 26 shots he faced. Hometown product Zach Summers scored twice on the power play for Melfort. Wyatt Day and Rioux also had goals for the Mustangs. The Melfort squad acquired 19-year-old defenseman Owen Palfreyman from the Grande Prairie Storm. The 6'5", 200-pounder had 2 assists in 14 games this season for the Alberta Junior Hockey League club. The Mustangs sent a player development fee west in the deal. The Mustangs entangle with the Flin Flon Bombers this weekend. The first game is Friday in Melfort with the second contest Saturday in Flin Flon. Battleford's North Stars, 2-0-0-2-1. A broken condenser at the Access Communication Center in North Battleford forced the Battleford's North Stars to find other places to play last week. The squad was able to overcome this challenge to record 2 wins over Flin Flon. As of Sunday, the North Stars led the SJHL with a 2-0-0-2-1 record. Their 43 standings points put them 10 ahead of Flin Flon and LaRange, who both had 33. The North Stars had the 3 top scorers in the SJHL, as of Sunday. Holden Dowell and Jake Southgate both had 36 points. Kian Bell was one behind with 35. Keep an eye on the North Stars social media for where the team is playing this week. The squad is to host the LaRange Ice Wolves on Thursday and Friday. With 600 packed into the rink in Wilkie, the North Stars led 1-0 after the first period and stretched its lead to 3-0 early in the second. They led 3-1 at the second intermission on the way to a 5-2 victory. 5 players scored for Battleford's: Jackson Allen, Emmett Wurst, Keaton Klein, Bell, and Evan Waldy. For the North Stars, Josh Kotai made 58 saves on 60 shots. The next night the foes battled in the Battleford Arena with 452 in attendance. Bell scored in overtime to lift the North Stars to a 4-3 win. Bell scored the game winner. Battleford's had trailed 1-0 in the first period and was down 2-0 just 1:01 into the second frame. The North Stars rallied back with goals by Colby Bear, Southgate, and Zane Florence. In the third period, Jacob Vaukler tied the game at 3-3. Kotai was busy and made 51 saves. Humboldt Broncos, 1-5-6-1-0. The Humboldt Broncos earned 3 out of a possible 6 points last week. They beat Notre Dame 6-2 last Wednesday, suffered a 3-2 overtime loss to Melfort Saturday, and fell Sunday afternoon to the Flin Flon Bombers, 4-1. This past week the Broncos added 20-year-old goalie Hayden Dunford from the BC Hockey League's Merit Centennials for a player development fee. The move gives the Humboldt team 3 goaltenders, with Tristan Boileau and Benjamin Motu still on the roster. Hayden is a big goalie at 6'5" and someone we have watched since the summer, Humboldt head coach Scott Barney said. He's played in the BCHL this year and last, and we believe with his big frame and mobility can be a goalie who makes the first shot save. He will get the opportunity to prove to himself and us that he's a top goaltender. The Broncos are in the midst of a 4-game homestand. They wrap it up by hosting the Notre Dame Hounds on Wednesday and Yorkton Terriers on Saturday. The Broncos jumped out to 3-0 first period led against the Hounds last Wednesday. They led 4-1 at the second intermission on the way to a 6-2 win. 6 different players scored for Humboldt: Samuel Marburg, Jacob Boucha, Karsten Kater, Timothy Kim, Ethan Zielk, and Ben Kotelak. Boileau made 36 saves on 38 shots. Last Saturday, the Broncos battled back from a 2-0 deficit in the second period to force overtime. Alex Oretzky lit the lamp on a second-period powerplay and Kotelak tied the game at 2-2 in the third period. The Mustangs scored in OT to prevail, 3-2. Benjamin Motu made 29 saves for Humboldt. On Sunday, the Broncos fell behind 2-0 in the first period as the Bombers scored on a power play and got a shorthanded marker. Xavier Roy put the hosting Humboldt team on the scoreboard with a power play goal. Flynn Flon led 2-1 at the first intermission and added a goal in second period and one, into an empty net, in the third. In his Broncos debut, Dunford made 25 saves on 28 shots. LaRange IceWolves, 1-6-7-1-0. The LaRange IceWolves are on a six-game winning streak. Their success has them tied with Flynn Flon for second in the SJHL standings. Both have 33 points behind Battleford's 43. The IceWolves beat the Weyburn Red Wings twice in LaRange last week. On Friday, the hosts used a 3-0 first-period lead to help it to a 6-1 victory. Thomas Wright led the IceWolves with 2 goals and 3 points. Also scoring for LaRange were Cale Taylor, Jacob Vicentini, Casey Coyle, and Parker Layton. Dawson Smith stopped all but one of the 39 shots he faced. The next day, the IceWolves once again got out to a strong start, leading 4-1 at the first intermission, en route to a 7-1 victory. LaRange goalie Topher Kirikou had 27 saves. Leighton Sheeran netted a hat trick. Kyle Graham, Seth Dragan, Thomas Wright and Hunter Bergeson also lit the lamp for the IceWolves. The IceWolves are to play in Humboldt on Wednesday and then Thursday and Friday on the road against Battleford's Kindersley Clippers, 5-1-0-0-4. On the weekend, the Kindersley Clippers split their games against the visiting Nipawin Hawks. With 1,250 looking on at the West Central Events Center, the Clippers doubled up Nipawin, 6-3, on Saturday. The Clippers led 3-1 after the first period. Adam Poplawski had 2 goals for Kindersley, while Aiden Bangs, Nathan DeGraves, Matthew Mutsoki, and Brock Evans all had one. Cody Jaman recorded 30 saves, the night before the Hawks came back from a 4-1 first-period deficit to win 7-4. Logan Fox started and made 28 saves on 33 shots. Jaman had 16 saves on 18 shots in relief. The attendance was 640. It is a busy week for the Clippers. They are in Yorkton on Tuesday and Melville on Wednesday. On the weekend, they are back in Yorkton on Friday night, play in Melville on Saturday, and then visit Wilcox Sunday to play the Notre Dame Hounds. Nipawin Hawks, 9-1-2-1-1. The Nipawin Hawks went 1-2 last week. On Friday night, Nipawin rallied from a 4-0 first-period deficit to beat Kindersley 7-4. Alex Johnson got the Hawks on the board late in the first. In the second frame, the Hawks exploded for 4 goals to go up 5-4. Scoring in the period were Joel Mabin, Alejandro De Leon, on a power play, Rhys Malkiewicz, and Reed McKay. In the third, Nipawin added 2 more goals with De Leon and Johnson getting their seconds of the night. Reed Lalonde started and made 9 saves on 12 shots. Jackson Fellner came in and stopped 30 of the 31 shots he faced. Last Tuesday, the Hawks lost 4-1 at home last week. After a scoreless first period, Flynn Flon led 2-1 at the second intermission. McKay had Nipawin's lone goal. Fellner made 31 saves. On Saturday, Kindersley won 6-3. The Clippers led 3-1 and 4-1 at the intermissions. Braxton Buckberger, Johnson, and François-Xavier Bedard had Nipawin's goals. Fellner made 12 saves on 17 shots. Lalonde stopped 6 on 7. The Hawks' lone game this week is Sunday in Melville. Melville Millionaires, 6-1-4-1-1. With a 3-2 home loss to Estevan on Friday, the Melville Millionaires' losing streak was extended to 6 games. Against the Bruins, Colby Ball put the Millionaires up 1-0 in the first period with 684 cheering them on. Matt Kjemhus scored to make it 2-0 for Melville. The Bruins scored 3 straight goals, including 1 on the power play, to close out the period. Neither team scored in the third. In that contest, Ethan Anstey made his Millionaires debut. He was acquired last week from Flynn Flon for a player development fee. The 20-year-old forward from Yellowknife had recorded an assist in 14 games this season for the Bombers, The Millionaires are on a 5-game homestand. They wrap it up this week by hosting Kindersley on Wednesday and Saturday as well as Nipawin on Sunday. Notre Dame Hounds, 9-1-1-1-1. The Hounds split their games last week. On Friday, they earned a 5-1 road win over the Yorkton Terriers. After Yorkton opened the scoring at the 10:36 mark of the first period, the Hounds got on a roll. They led 2-1 after the first period and were up 4-1 at the second intermission. Carson Bayless and Cypress Smith-Davis both scored twice for the Hounds. Antoine Saint-Ange had Notre Dame's other goal. Tuckett in a Binet stopped 29 of the 30 shots that came his way. At home last Wednesday, the Hounds fell behind 3-0 in the first period to Humboldt. The Broncos went on to win 6-2. The Hounds host the Weyburn Red Wings on Tuesday. The Clippers visit on Sunday.